Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, according to the U.S. Wheat Associates' latest newsletter, a dramatic increase in demand for oil seeds could in fact impact U.S. wheat production in the coming years, with significantly more acres expected to be planted in soybeans destined for new and expanded crushing facilities. They say between 20 million and 25 million additional acres of soybeans will be needed to meet requirements of the renewable diesel industry. And at the same time, as we all know, global demand for wheat is also expected to rise, therefore setting up dynamic competition for acreage in states where both crops are grown. For the U.S. wheat industry, the situation creates important questions like how much wheat acreage could potentially be lost to soybeans, or will lost acres impact the U.S. standing as the world's most dependable wheat supplier, or can wheat and soybeans coexist in a competitive environment? Well, the ultimate question is if U.S. farmers will be able to meet the demand for both wheat and soybeans by doing what they've always done, and that's figuring out a way to do more with less. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.